Carrie's Couch.
This week on Carrie's Couch, I am joined by a woman who has been playing in and making waves in South Africa for many, many years. She is such a name in the surfing industry, and she's just done something quite remarkable. And I believe is taking the adaptive surfing, the parasurfing, into a brand new space. We say hello and welcome to Carrie's Couch, Tasha Mentasti.
How's it? Thank you for having me.
I am incredibly stoked to have you with me this morning. I mean, on the back of such an amazing win this last weekend. But before we even get there, where are you from? Where did you grow up? Tell us a little bit about Little Tash.
Okay, so yeah, I'm actually originally from Durban, born and bred, and proudly a KwaZulu-Natal surfer, but currently living in Cape Town and based in Cape Town, and very fortunate to be able to be involved with surfing in many aspects. But from competing professionally originally to now being able to coach people with disabilities as well as junior surfers. So it's been kind of like a full circle for me with surfing, but it all started in the warm awesomeness of Durban.
Of course. I mean, you say that though, don't you just, I mean, do you ever get used to the Cape Town water, honestly?
No, never. Yeah. I still screech when I walk into the water, and I'm always so grateful when I go home and I'm able to surf in a bikini.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah, Durban's always going to have a special place in my heart. But there's just a lot going on in Cape Town, and yeah, I'm still fortunate enough to be able to travel and just surf beautiful waves along this coastline and connect with the surfing community in South Africa.
And Tash, when you were small, let's look at like 5-6-year-old Tash. What did she want to do when she grew up?
I definitely didn't think I was going to be a surfer. I can promise you that much. But I got given a brand new bodyboard when I was about 9 years old, and I stood on it straight away. And my dad is an avid surfer, and from then on, it was surfing everything. But before that, I actually really thought I was going to be a mermaid.
Oh.
I loved snorkeling in Granny's pool and Umhlanga Rocks.
Yeah.
All my aunties and my family were always on the beach. So I really did believe in mermaids, and I thought I was going to be one. So kind of a transition to dancing on the waves, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And just by the way, for anyone listening, there are still mermaids, definitely. We all believe in mermaids.